Today is Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm wondering if my parents are going to walk in the door any moment because they always pick the most inopportune times. And they're bringing Shane over because they're going out of town for the weekend. And I told them anytime after 5 o'clock, but then I thought, oh my gosh, I need to record the show. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes because they could ring the doorbell, knock on the door, anything at any point. And I have no way of knowing. So let's go ahead and just start off with a voicemail. Why don't we? We still have a few voicemails to get through, and we're gonna. And this is good. You guys keep calling me. I love it. And I will play them.
Oh my goodness! The traffic is so bad. Why did I drive to work today? It's taking me 45, 50 minutes to get home, which is only going to be 10 or 15 minutes faster than buses and trains. Anyway, at least I'm safely inside this soundproof, airtight car so I can do a high-quality audio recording to you, Adam, and not have any animal noises in the background. Okay, traffic lights have gone green. Bye.
I was going to say, is it hi, Scotty? I don't even know if you gave your name. But I was going to say, are those birds? Are you in the movie The Birds? Because it sounded like a bunch of birds. But or is there something really wrong with your car? I don't know how they make cars in Australia. But it sounded like either you have a flock of birds directly outside your window about to attack you, or another option is your springs in your car are completely shot and they're going as you, but you said you were stopped at a stoplight. So I guess it wouldn't be your springs. So I feel like you have a flock of seagulls. Is that a song or a band or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for the call, Scotty. I think the only point was you wanted to let me know how quiet and pristine your audio was going to be. So we have another voicemail. Let's listen to that.
Hey, it's Tony from Illinois.
Hey, Tony.
I just wanted to say that you brought up a traumatic childhood memory for
really?
Me the other day. Well, I'm listening to it on Wednesday, but I guess it's Tuesday's podcast.
Ugh.
When you were talking
how
about
dare you.
The bathrooms with Comet.
Yeah.
I remember as a child watching Mommy Dearest, and my mother was, I'm not going to say as bad as Mommy Dearest, but she did that same damn thing with the Comet. She spread it around the bathroom and made us kids clean it because she was pissed about something. So I can't use Comet to this day or any other powder cleaner. It's either scrubbing bubbles or mostly Clorox cleanup. So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Tony. You know what? I don't think I've seen Mommy Dearest all the way through. I know that I've seen little bits, maybe clips on YouTube, because I know there's like a coat hanger scene or something like that. I don't know. But I don't think I've seen the whole thing. And yeah, I guess I should have seen it because I'm gay. And maybe in order to get your gay card, that's a movie that you have to have seen. But I don't think I've seen it. So I don't get the Comet cleaner reference, but I'm so sorry that I brought up horrible childhood memories. It was not my intention at all. But yeah, that stuff it turns back into dust. And so if you don't get all of it off, it's abrasive and I'm sure it does a good job. It scrubs whatever you're trying to scrub. But the problem is if I couldn't get it off sufficiently, when the water dried up, I have this fine powder all over everything, and it doesn't look clean. It doesn't look clean. In fact, Kathy Bacon was telling me that, you know, I should get a different kind of sprayer. She said, well, you could get one of those big 2-gallon pumps that you use in the backyard. if a spray bottle. But why am I going to buy a 2-gallon pump to take into my? I'll just use scrubbing bubbles or something like that. That even if they, even if you don't get it completely washed, it may leave a little residue, but it's not going to leave this powdery substance, right? Anyway, I don't know. Veritable Virgo and Laughing Buddha had some fun on Twitter about, you know, my whole getting their name mixed up. And I just want to say again, people use these nicknames, which is fine. It's fine. But sometimes, occasionally, I will get the nicknames mixed up in my head. And for whatever reason, I get Laughing Buddha and Veritable Virgo, the names, mixed up. I know they have real names, but they don't use them in public. It's fine. And, yeah. Barron was saying it pays $264,000 a year with benefits and an 8-week vacation, the social media director position. It does not. I'm unfortunately, Pride 48 does not have that large of a budget every year. So, there's absolutely no way that I could, pay that much. Since we're in Twitter, I'll just go ahead and go over a couple of things. Scotty tells us the cost of an air conditioning that he's looking for in New Zealand or something. I don't even know. He says $16,000 for a ducted aircon in New Zealand. Is it gold plated? I don't know where that. I never talked about the. I don't even know how much an air conditioning costs, but I feel like that's. I feel like that's not a too high of a price. Dean Barney is replying to yesterday's, and he said, I like it when juice drips down my hand. I lick it all clean and wash down with tap water. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten him some tap water to wash it all down. Then he says, I thought you Americans called taps faucets. So why don't you refer to drinking faucet water rather than tap water? Well, we do call them faucets. We don't spell it F-A-W. It's F-A-U, I believe. And I don't know. Growing up, it's a faucet. But then when you say water that's coming out of the faucet, you say tap water. But I know that the tap and the faucet are both interchangeable. So, you know, English. You know, what you gonna do? I mean, the same is true in British English, I'm sure. You have words that are used interchangeably, but maybe you use one word in one context and another one in another. I don't know. It's just how I learn the language. I've never heard anyone say faucet water, but I have heard someone say the faucets. I'm going to replace the faucet. But they always say tap if it's tap water. It's what kind of water is it? It's tap water. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not the arbiter or the creator of the English language or the American English language, I guess we should say. All right. So last night, we'll just go over what I made for dinner. Actually, one of Mark's Filipino friends, and I've probably told this before, when they have birthdays, they cook. The person who has the birthday will cook or buy food. Or take the friends out to a restaurant or whatever the case may be. Not the person, not the friends or the family, but the actual person who has the birthday. It's kind of weird. And since COVID and they can't have get-togethers, they will cook and then deliver food to all of their friends on their birthday. So we got this huge box, this huge catering tin full of ribs, some kind of pancit noodles, a fried rice, some sort of oxtail dish with spinach, egg rolls, but they're not called egg rolls in the Philippines. They're called, I can't remember what they're called now. Anyway, lumpia, with the chili sauce to go on and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm on Weight Watchers. I can't eat any of that stuff. There was also some kind of candy that was made out of ube, which is a purple yam. But I can't eat any of that, especially during the week, because Weight Watchers, I have no idea how much fat or calories or anything is in any of that food. And actually, it all looked very good. There was no fish. There was no seafood, which is good for me. Maybe they left the seafood out because they knew it was me. I don't know. But it was all like pork, beef, etc. But I couldn't eat any of it, and it's huge. It's enough for a family. And so Mark wanted to have some of that for his dinner last night, but I couldn't do it. So I just flattened a piece of chicken and grilled it really quickly, about 5 minutes on each side. And then I made a sandwich out of it. And it was good. I love sandwiches. I could eat sandwiches 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. I love a sandwich. I am just bread and meat and some mayonnaise or some mustard or something, and I'm set. Especially a double meat situation. So anyway, we ate. We watched The Circle has come back on. I don't know if you guys have watched that, but we really are enjoying The Circle. It's kind of like Big Brother, except every person gets their own apartment and they never see each other. And they're communicating via this social network inside the apartment called The Circle. And at the end of every episode, they have two influencers that get to block someone from The Circle. And they do all kinds of crazy things. They have contests and all this stuff, but they never meet each other. And they chat over these chat rooms. I don't know. It draws you in. It draws you in. So we watched that, and that was about it. Other than cooking, I didn't do much else. I have homework for my course that I need to do. I haven't done any of my homework, and two of my assignments are late. Although it doesn't matter. As long as you turn them in before the course ends, you're fine. But they're really piling up, so I've got to do that soon. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. All right, don't forget the State of the Station this Friday at 9:30 Eastern at Pride 48. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.